Hello and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Thursday, we honor Ascended Master Lady Nada. And so I am honored and thankful to just be in the moment on today and experience some of the joys that I have with the beautiful essence of spirit. And so I wanted to share with you on today the contemplations that I have had the pleasure of experiencing while on the path and journey with our beloved beings of the light. So on this day, we will draw to the resurrection flame, as well as the ministration and service to our planet. And our attention is also focused on the elemental kingdom, fire, air, water, and earth, the nature kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the oceanic kingdom. Ascended Master Lady Nada, who is of the sixth ray level of heaven, the ray of peace, ministration, and devotional worship, is extended to our entire planet. Ministers are frequently on this ray. The color of the sixth ray is ruby. The outer periphery of the flame has a golden radiance, sort of similar to the diagram which is displayed up at the top, where you have the sun behind the clouds and that beautiful expanse of this sun going inside of the clouds, radiating out that essence and color of ruby, red, and gold. And so, the primary representatives of this ray are Archangel Uriel, Elohim Peace, and the Ascended Lady Master Nada. The Ascended Master Jesus is also on the sixth ray, and until 1956, he was the Chohan of this ray. That powerful essence of the radiation of peace is extended to all points around the globe today, is assurance in the hearts of men, women, and children that we have the promise of our Father, Mother, God, that we will receive all assistance from the beings of light who are ready and able to assist those blessed ones who reach out to them. And that is the key to this divine wholeness, is that each one holds within themselves the power and majesty of God presence, the great I am, indwelling within each of us. And we must make the call to this magnificent light daily to bring into practice that inherent ability to attune ourselves in meditation with this divine essence of our being, our true self, that extension of ourselves that has not been tapped into, but with daily practice and communing with spirit will catapult us into greater heights of spiritual attainment. Prior to her ascension, the ascended Lady Master Nara would assist the civilizations to obtain greater heights in working with Saint Germain in the Sahara civilization over 70,000 years ago. And during this time of Atlantis, Lady Nara served in the Temple of Divine Love. This temple was situated where the present city of New Bedford, Massachusetts, resides today. Overlighted in this temple are healing rays that are directed all over the entire globe to individuals who need and desire them. When I was needing assistance from our beloved Nara, at night, I would get into a comfortable, relaxed position and listen to her divine soul song that would allow for a connection with her. And in the beginning of this audio, you heard the beautiful essence of the composer Grieg. And Grieg has the divine keynote to our beloved Lady Master Nara. And so as I took a portion of that beautiful essence of the keynotes that were being played, just know that within that essence of the musical spheres, therein lies our beloved Nara, who is waiting for each one to connect to her pure divine essence of love, her divine essence of nurturing us, wrapping her loving arms around us and shining forth her pure essence of peace, radiating out to the entire humanity of Earth. And as I concentrate and center my focus on that light within, the feelings that welled up on the inside was building an intensity to allow for the presence, the great I am, to draw near to me. And as I asked to connect to beloved Lady Master Nara and total consciousness, I was able to imagine that I was in the temples being bathed and saturated with the pure substance of love and peace. These levels of higher awareness opened in a greater expanse of this knowing, filled my entire being with the silence that I needed in my life to finally have the peace enter in my four lower body system and radiate out was the restoration that was needed to continue on my path. My visit to the retreat allowed me the necessary push that was needed to complete the things that I needed to, as that extension of my life was coming to an ending. It's almost like the closing out of a chapter in a book. The many people that I had to say goodbye to during that time period was overwhelming as they departed from this life. And I can remember from visiting this divine sanctuary within the very recesses of my beautiful visualization of this divine temple. During that time in my life was an experience of feeling whole and embracing the journey and not feeling shattered. But I felt such a feeling of peace, overwhelming. That peace, that in your face peace, that experience that makes you stop and take in all of the beauty of the mountains, that great expanse of tranquility, and in the stillness and quiet, that quietude of the moment, I was still able to breathe in peace and exhale out all hurts and pains from this occurring. Breathing in the peace and exhale out disturbance, bringing in all peace and exhaling out all darkness that has interpenetrated my being. Inhaling in all love, peace, silence, stillness, serenity, and harmony, and exhaling out love, peace, silence, stillness, serenity, and harmony. I am finally free. free. Free from all impurity. Free from all imbalance. And free from all fear. I am released from the chains that held me bound for so long. And I welcome an all restoration, all revitalization, all evolvement, and complete reunion with the self. I am light, light, light. I am light, light, light. I am light, light, light. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the peace of my life, world, and all that surrounds me. I am the peace of my life, world, and all that surrounds me. I am the peace of my life, world, and all that surrounds me. We thank you for that decree and affirmation, because in that decree affirmation, that is allowing for the essence of your divinity as you repeat it and keep repeating it to go into the higher octaves and allow for that transformation within your light to shine. And so we say thank you to the peace of all that is impacted upon you today. And we affirm that we are that brilliant, bright light upon the planet now. And for Thursday's decree, in the name of my beloved I Am Presence and all of mankind, beloved Ascended Jesus, Lady Nada, Archangel Uriel, and Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Aloha. We ask for your assistance on today to warm the hearts and feelings of all of humanity, all principalities, all nations, all leadership throughout the world. Restore, restore, restore all of their hearts' desires to bring forth the inner desires for peace and love that is needed in their lives today, and allow that peace to take action and set into motion the balance and harmony needed in everyone's lives to remove all destructive attempts of the dark forces and their activities now, and to allow the great light from out of the great central sun to blaze, blaze, blaze in, through, and around the entire earth today with the action of the sacred fire. Blaze, blaze, blaze through. Blaze, blaze, blaze through. Blaze, blaze, blaze through. And allow the threefold flame to increase each instant and each hour of the day to fulfill the release of light to bathe the earth continuously today. There shall be peace. 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 Now, manifest and forever sustained. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Om. And for today's prayer by Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring forth thy light. It is done. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. Amen. And so it is. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual teachings. Signing off. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai, Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. We thank you for supporting our beloved destiny.